That's like an interesting way to keep them like that.
And then you didn't, all you had to do is just haul your feet out there and put it in that big bin up the top. It'd hold several hundred pounds, the place up at the top, you know, usually about 6 or 8 feet long, a self-feeder would be, and you just fill it up, and it'd hold several hundred pounds, you know, and it just, you'd eat it down and got it low, you'd put more in there. Of course, you'd use the, a lot of time you'd let them eat it all out, because they'd get some slobber and stuff in there, you know, and get kind of messed up. You usually let them clean it up every once in a while completely, but a lot of times you just put more in there before they ate that up, you know.
What about when you were a child? Did you have hogs then? Did your father have hogs?
Yeah, they had hogs, but most of them was in the woods. They had woods hogs. And they got fat on what they call mast. That's acorns. They call that an acorn mast. You know, they call it mast, but it's nothing but acorns. So there's all kind of acorns, post oak, pin oak, red oak, and just all blackjack acorns, all kind of acorns.
But you mean they're all called mast?
Oh yeah, I just say fed on mast, you know. It's just a name that they had for acorns. An amusing thing about that, though, those old-timers, even my grandpa Cotton, even when it's a good acorn crop, and he had plenty of good fat hogs in the woods on those acorns, he'd have big peanut patches of hog peanuts. They had hog peanuts in, and they'd plant potatoes and peanuts for hogs. And the place of eating those hogs is out on that acorn. They'd pin them in the peanut patch, in the potato patches, and fatten them in there for meat. When the acorn hogs is a whole lot better than the peanut hogs. But it's just the way they done it. Peanut makes soft meat. Large, soft. It won't harden a bit in the world. The peanut's just the nastiest meat and lard you ever seen. The peanut's just greasy as they can be. A hog gets fattened with peanuts. Now, potatoes is all right. Potatoes will harden them.
When you speak of like potatoes, corn. What kind of potatoes do you mean?
Well, they had an old potato they call a hog potato, a hayti, an old white potato that they'd plant and for the hogs mostly, but a potato is, you know what a regular sweet potato is, don't you? Well, there's any kind of potato that feed those hogs, but the main thing, they had a big old white potato that they fed them. It made more and big old rough potato, and it's good for the hogs. But still, it still made the soft lard. The lard won't harden with the most acorns, and it won't harden with the peanuts, but it's better with acorns than it is peanuts. Now, there is a post-oak acorns will make pretty good lard and meat. It'll harden pretty good, but red oak and pin oak won't.
Well, when they let them run wild like that, were those his hogs, or were they just running wild and you just go out and catch one?
No, they were their hogs. They marked them. Back in, ever since I can remember, they marked them. They wasn't regular wild hogs. They were just woods hogs. They'd get wild as a mischief, but each man had his own mark, you know, and he'd mark his hogs, and he'd mark the other fellow's hogs too in their mark. He knew his neighbor's mark, you know. And he'd go out, and my daddy used to go out on his horse. He had a little old horse that he rode out, and he'd try to mark them pigs when they were little. And he said he'd go out, and his dog would bay those hogs. They call them bay 'em when they'd bark at 'em, and the pigs would get all around the old sow, and he'd get down and catch the pigs and have to beat the old sow off of him while he marked them, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes he'd pin them in pens. They had pens around in the woods that they'd pin them. They had dogs so smart that to tell me they used to have their little big hog pens out in the woods. And this dog would lead a dog would lead hogs. A good hog dog would lead a hog. He'd just get in front of them and bark, and the hog would follow the dog, and the dog would back up and just back right in. The dog would learn where that pen was, and they said he'd back in that pen, and the hog would go in following him in that pen. And the dog didn't have no way to get out on to come out over the hog, and the old sow would eat you up with a bunch of pigs. And the dog had just enough to crawl over the fence and go after the back. And they had the man would slip up there and pull a pole that he had the trap door fastened up with, you know, pull it and he'd fall down. They had the hogs in that pen then.
They just had them caught.
That's when he'd want to market them, you know, or something like that. Came to market, or he'd, of course, he'd have to tie that old sow and mark the pigs, you know, tie or something like that. They knew how to handle them hogs, them wild hogs, but it was a job, though.